this is a dating site that's not really as innocent as it might seem.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the dating site Crush Nearby. Although it has a very innocent sounding name, it's not necessarily that innocent once you get down to it. But we're going to review this site, talk about the demographics, prices, everything that you need to know before signing up. However, before I dive into this review of Crush Nearby, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This quiz will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's fun, quick, easy, and completely free, and that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So don't forget to click the link, go ahead and take the quiz, and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it though, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So make sure to click the link to our deals page, which is found in the description down below and popping up above me, to go ahead and check out all sorts of awesome deals that we have for you. All right, so let's dive into this review of Crush Nearby, starting out with the first major question: what is Crush Nearby? So this is a dating site. The website itself claims that it is an online entertainment and social networking website where like-minded people chat, flirt, and fulfill their wildest fantasies. Our platform is accessible via desktop, tablet, smartphone, and is 100% discreet. What they're trying to say is this is a highly sexualized and casual encounter type of dating site where you can go and chat to different entertainers and performers, and half of the experience on this site is not even necessarily with real people. There is an entertainment aspect, so you can, you know, have fun in that way without actually talking to necessarily romantic interest in your life. I mean, when you go onto the website itself, it's very much not safe for work. Just be aware if you are logging onto there. You will see regular profiles of people with normal safe for work pictures, and you'll also see explicit pictures right next to them. So it's pretty clear the type of site that you are signing up for once you log in. If you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and hit subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so now let's talk about the sign up process for Crush Nearby. Now it is pretty simple, but I'm gonna go over step by step on how you do this. So first off, you're gonna go onto the website and click sign up. You can choose a username and a password or sign in with Google. You'll have to provide your gender and say the gender that you're looking for, as well as your location. And you'll also have to add in your email and your birthday. Then you will have to confirm your email on your email address. So you have to have a real working one. Otherwise, you will not be permitted to use the site. Then you have to answer some questions about yourself, giving consent to some of the rules of the site. You'll have to consent to the fact that you are at least 18 or above the age of majority in the state where you reside and can appreciate sexually oriented text, images, and/or audio fragments, even if they are explicit. You'll have to agree that you would like to chat with all profiles on the website, even though you are aware that you cannot make physical arrangements with the fictional entertainers' profiles, which are marked with the heart icon to distinguish the fantasy profiles from member profiles. You'll have to also agree that you do not object to sharing personal details with the site and that you will use these in the manner as stated in the privacy statement. You can answer if you'd like to be kept informed of new products and promotions, and as well if you would be interested in receiving information about other services that they give. From there, you can begin to check out the website and you can start to fill out your profile to really get started using it. So your profile consists of an About Me section where you can write a couple lines about yourself. This is basically a little biography. You can fill out your gender, your date of birth, your city, height, body type, marital status, hair color, and eye color. You can also add photos and choose whether you'd like to receive notifications when you receive a new message from a new contact, if you receive a new message at all, if somebody likes you, if you have a new match, if someone visits your page, or if you'd like emails with promotional offers. And from there, you can really begin to engage in the site, look for matches, go through the matching game, you know, change your settings, change your profile as you wish, and you can really begin to actually use the site. Now, before we dive into the next section of this review, we want to recommend that you check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals. And if you haven't already, save yourself some money potentially by checking out our deals page by clicking the link that's popping up above me or found in the description and down below to go to our deals page, see what we have on offer, and possibly save yourself some dough on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. Speaking of saving money, now let's go over the prices of this site. How much will it cost you to actually use Crush Nearby? Well, the major thing to note about Crush Nearby, it does not work on a subscription-based sort of thing. It's actually based off of individual messages. That's what you'll be paying for. So you cannot send or receive messages for free on this site. You do have to pay for your messaging. So this is what the messages will cost you. You can select a few different packages. So there is a limited offer package that pops up that claims to be 65% off. It's $1 per message for 3 messages. You can buy now for $3. They have a best value package, which comes at $1 per message, and you get 300 messages. So you can buy for $300. They also have one where it is $1.04 per message, and for 105 messages, it'll cost you $150. Then there is a $1.9 for a message where you can have 52 messages, which will cost $100. The most popular package is 25 messages at $2 per message, which will cost you $50. And then there is 7 messages for $2.09 per message, which will cost you $20. Now, the messaging system and how it's all set up with the prices is highly contested about this site. It's one of the biggest complaints that people give the site. It is very expensive just to communicate with other users. On a dating platform, you would hope that you'd be able to easily communicate. However, some of these prices are sky high, which is very considerable when you think about the fact that some of the users on the site are not even real people, but they're just entertainers. Which brings me to the question of the day. What's the most amount you would ever pay on a dating site to send a message? If it's someone you are super interested in, would you pay, sky's the limit, or would you limit it at like $1? I mean, what's the most you would pay to message someone on a dating platform? I'm very interested to hear, so leave your comments down below in the comment section. We'd love to hear your opinions, your anecdotes, everything. All right, so let's talk about the features of Crush Nearby. What does it have to offer you? What's unique about it? What do you do on this site, and how do you use it? Let's get into the features. So they do have a match game on this site, which is very similar to most other typical dating sites at the moment, like Tinder. So you can, X or heart people who you're interested in and basically swipe on them. If you like them, you can heart. If you're not interested, you can press an X. And you don't get much information about the profiles when you are doing this. It's really just a picture and their screen name and their age. You can't really click to find out more about them during the match game. But you can actually search through members specifically, and when you do this, you can click on them and you can see more information. So when you click on particular members, you can see their name, their age, their location, their city, height, hair color, about me, marital status, body type, eye color, etc. Same as you filled out for your profile. However, if they didn't choose to fill it out, then that information will be left blank. So it's up to them to decide if they want to disclose that information. You can also add them to your favorites when you are on the members page. Then of course you can look at your favorites when you go to the right of Crush Nearby. You can look through the favorites that you have saved there. Then you can check out the visitors that have gone to your page. So you can see who has visited you just by clicking this. It'll show you the profiles of people who have supposedly looked at your page. You can also go to your messages, and you might be inundated with a bunch of messages. I would question whether or not these are valid, but we'll go over that next in the next section of this review. Then you can go to the credits portion, where you'll see the message credits you have stored there, and if you'd like to buy some more. Then there is your profile, which of course you can go ahead and customize as much as you would like to. I do find it notable that you do not have to add photos of yourself on Crush Nearby, which could lead to a lot of profiles without details or without photos. If you haven't already, please make sure to like and subscribe. And now let's talk about the next section of this review, which is it worth it? Is Crush Nearby a solid site to check out? Do we recommend it? Let's dive into, is it worth checking out? So Crush Nearby has some interesting features. It is very easy to use. It is free. Besides the messaging, so part of it is free. You do get an entertainment aspect to it though. If you're looking for some sort of entertainment and you understand that some messages that you receive are not going to be actually from real people, but rather just entertainers, perhaps bots, then you might find that fun. If you're looking for genuine connections, if you're looking for an actual crush nearby, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for dating, if you're looking for even casual hookups, I'm not sure that this is the best site in the world to check out for several reasons. I mean, first off, right off the bat, it doesn't have the biggest user base, and the user base that it does have is made up of some bots and some fake profiles that are literally entertaining. So if you're looking for something real with someone real, it might be a bit harder to get on this site based on the virtue of what it is. I just have a hard time believing that everything on this site is 100% without scams. It just seems too easy to be taken advantage of with your money on this site, and you will find lots of complaints on the internet about the way the money situation set up on this site, the way that, you know, it's so expensive. That's the other thing. It's so expensive just to send messages. I mean, there's plenty of other bigger, more major, more secure dating sites and casual dating sites. Doesn't always have to be, you know, long-term relationship sites, but other dating sites of all types have payment methods that are way cheaper or just, you know, totally for free where you can message. But this site is very expensive just to send messages. I mean, one of the packages was $300. It can be extremely expensive just to send messages, and a lot of people complain that they're sending messages to bots and people who aren't even real. So I'm not sure that this is the best site when it comes to looking for something legitimate. But that is going to conclude our review of Crush Nearby. I hope that you found it helpful. I hope that you found it useful if you're interested in this site. If you're unsure or if you'd like to see what else is out there, what would be the best fit for you, don't forget to check out our free online dating app quiz that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, don't forget to check out our deals page so you could possibly save some money on the best dating site or app for you. The link to our deals page is also going to be linked above me and in the description down below. Also, be sure to check out some of our other videos popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What's the most amount of money that you would spend on messages in an online dating site? Would it be a dollar? Would it be 50 cents? Would it be nothing? Would it be $8,000? Doesn't matter. Leave your comments, your anecdotes, your opinions down below. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. This is going to just about wrap it up. Please make sure to like if you like it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!